بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب التفكير في عظيم مخلوقات الله تعالى وفناء الدنيا وأهوال الآخرة وسائر أمورهما وتقصير النفس وتهذيبها وحملها على الاستقامة. This chapter which we began, the heading Imam Nawawi rahimahullah gave was تفكير, to ponder, to reflect, to utilize one's mind. As we mentioned, this is a very, very virtuous and a very great form of ibadat. There's two aspects found in this heading. One is to ponder and reflect over the greatness of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the temporary nature of the life of this world, the terrors of the day of the day of Qiyamah, and aspects that are pertaining to it. The second part, Imam Nawawi mentions, وَتَقْصِيرِ النَّفْسِ وَتَهْذِيبِهَا. That is to the curtailment and the culturing and the nurturing of the nafs. وَحَمْلِهَا عَلَى الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ. And to direct one's nafs upon istiqamah, that is persevering upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstaining from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that this effort that one has to make on one's own nafs, this is something that is actually a challenge that faces every one of us. 24 hours of every day. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to the nafs of a person, he said, Inna a'da aduwik nafsaka allati ma bayna jambayk. He said, Your greatest enemy is the nafs that is found between your two ribs. We find that ulama say, greater enemy than even shaitan is one's nafs. Because the thing that defeated shaitan was his own nafs. Ana khayrun min khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. He said that I am better than Adam alayhi salam. You created me out of fire and you created him out of sand. So the thing that defeated and condemned shaitan was his own nafs. So we find that this nafs is something that we have to make effort upon. And daily we are facing a challenge. This nafs will invite us towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the purification of the nafs. As Imam Nawawi rahimullah mentions, taqseerun nafs, to curtail the desires of the nafs, to keep talking to oneself, keep making effort upon oneself, keep reminding oneself. Remind oneself how short this life is. Remind oneself that if I have to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are the ramifications of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Staying in a pure environment. We find istiqamat is impossible. To persevere upon deen and to bring deen in one's life is impossible unless we are in a pure environment and we are conscious and careful of the type of company that we keep. This is why many, many parents are encouraged that be conscious, your youth, your children, what company are they keeping? In their free time, who are they with? This has become very, very common. Youngsters going around with their friends at night. And then we hear sometimes some hadisa, some accident takes place, some problem takes place. Then we are pareshan, we are worried. Beforehand, we have to take the trouble. Nafs doesn't leave anybody. These desires don't leave anybody. Beforehand, we have to take the trouble. See where our youth going. Our children, whose company they are keeping. Sometimes we think we are bringing them to the masjid. So automatically, that means that they are behaving themselves, they are making their salah properly. So the father is one side and the child is somewhere else. To make effort upon them is part of our responsibility. This is why they should be with us and we should be conscious of what their activities are. And likewise, effort on our own nafs. We find that this effort on the nafs is something that is so emphasized and so important and so stressed in Shariat. Ulama give the example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam, the kitabullah, Quran, Allah ta'ala begins, Allah introduces the Quran in what manner? Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. This is a book, there is absolutely no doubt in anything that the Quran says. Somewhere else Allah says, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ كِتَابٌ أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُهُ ثُمَّ فُصِّلَتْ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصَّلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. All these verses that I've recited, are giving us one message, that what Allah has said is the truth. There is absolutely no doubt in it whatsoever. Normally people take qasams and oaths. Why do we take qasam and oath? Because there's a possibility that the audience is doubting what I am saying. So you take an oath, that I take a qasam, that this is the truth what I'm telling you. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need to take qasam, because there is already absolutely no doubt in what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is saying. But out of His shafqat, out of His kindness, to emphasize certain aspects, we find in certain places in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala takes qasams and oaths. One place in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala in one place takes one qasam, wal asr, by the oath of time. Somewhere else, Allah Ta'ala takes two qasams, wal duha, wal layli idha saja. Another place in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala takes three qasams together, wal layli idha yaghsha, wal nahari idha tajalla, wama khalaqa al-dhakra wal untha. One place, Allah takes four qasams together, was sama idha til buruj, wal yawm al maw'ud, wa shahid wa mashhud. One place Allah takes five qasams together, wal fajr, wal layalin ashr, wal shaf, wal watr, wal layli idha yasr. But when it comes to the effort on the nafs, the purification of this nafs, curtailment of the desires of this nafs, this is such an important aspect. There is one surah in the Quran where on this topic, on this subject matter, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam and oath. And this surah is so virtuous that Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala numa used to say that there is one surah in the Quran, if you spend the wealth of the entire world on one side and you read this surah pondering over its meaning, the reward of this is greater than spending the wealth of the entire world in sadaqah, in charity. Which surah of the Quran? Surah Wash-Shams. What is ajeeb about this surah? Allah Ta'ala begins this surah by taking qasams and oaths. How many qasams Allah takes? وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا, by the oath of the sun and its light, two qasams. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, third qasam, the oath of the moon. وَالْلَيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا, the oath of the night. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا, the oath of the day. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا, وَالْلَيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا, وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. In one place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes 11 qasams. 11 oaths together to tell us what? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. He has succeeded who has purified this nafs. And he has lost, and he has destroyed himself, destroyed his dunya and akhirat, who has not made effort upon his nafs, has polluted his nafs, has allowed his nafs to go in the incorrect direction. So we find that this is the heading of this chapter. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah speaks about this, to make effort on one's nafs. Because all the time we are facing the challenge, the desire, the temptation to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.